It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. And British conductor Alexander Shelley will succeed Pinchas Zukerman at Canada's National Arts Centre Orchestra. At 34, Alexander Shelley comes by his musical pedigree naturally. His father is Howard Shelley, famed British conductor and pianist. His mother, Hilary McNamara, is also a concert pianist. He grew up in a house with five grand pianos. But it took him a few years to realize that his true calling was as a conductor, not as the cellist he had started to become. His travels as a guest conductor led him to Ottawa, where he caught the eye of the NEC Brass several years before they knew he was going to have to replace the acclaimed Pinchas Zukerman, who will have led the orchestra for 16 years when he hands over the reins to Shelley. When the search for Zuckerman's replacement became official 18 months ago, Shelley's name was placed on a relatively long list. Eventually, sources say, we had a number of candidates who were willing to take over the orchestra, but Alexander was so enthusiastic about it, we finally decided to hire the guy who had his hand up. There's plenty of evidence suggesting music lessons benefit the brain. New research suggests that early music lessons benefit the brain even long into old age. In a just-published study, senior citizens who took 4 to 14 years of music training early in life performed better than non-musicians on a specific brain function that is vital for interpersonal communication, recognizing fast-changing sounds. Early music training sets the stage for subsequent interactions with sound, writes a research team from Northwestern University. They found that those with moderate levels of musical training, 4 to 14 years, had the fastest neural timing, both in quiet and noisy conditions. Past experiences mapping sound to meaning as through music training may prime the auditory system to interact more dynamically with sound. The researchers hope these findings will invigorate current efforts to reintegrate arts education into schools. At the very least, their results suggest music training, far from being a frill, helps shape the brain in positive and long-lasting ways. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbaq.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix NHD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.